Wino, hi, this is Terry with a quick pre-program audio note just between you and me. This month's audio for Business Marketing is special. A special guest that you are going to smile when you hear who it is. We put this together behind your back and without you knowing what's going on and thought we would have some fun because we thought it would make you happy. So let me know what you think of this one, and I will eagerly look forward to hearing from you on what your thoughts are on this particular audio. Business marketing listeners, you are in for a treat because we're going to talk about a way that you can use certain principles of marketing that we've learned from Winston Marsh and how we can use those to really get ahead in some wonderful ways. You might have heard of a tool called Instagram. Well, Instagram is very popular, and if you're not on that, hey, you might want to be, and you might want to look into it right now. But I have gone to the depths of the earth, searched far and wide to locate someone who's an expert, not only on Instagram and not only in marketing, but in implementing and getting good results from the principles we've learned from Winston Marsh, that guru of marketing himself, and that person who joins me right now from her home in Melbourne, Australia, is Miranda Walker. Miranda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hello.
It is good to have you here with us tonight. And matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, this is special because Miranda Walker is related to Felicity Walker, who is the assistant to Winston Marsh. So I know Winston is hearing this for the first time as he does it. Surprise, surprise, Winno. And we've got Miranda on here. And I'm bringing on Miranda because Felicity was telling me about something that she's doing now in her work as she's working with Aerial Hoops and using Instagram. Miranda, tell me a little bit about what you're doing with Aerial Hoops and how you're using Instagram with that.
With my work as an aerial hoop artist, I film what I do in both training and performance, and I select my favorite videos and I upload them to Instagram and share them with the community. So we can all inspire each other and learn together with what we do.
Sounds like a good thing. Now on Instagram, how long can your videos be again?
They can be up to 1 minute long now, so a little bit longer than it used to be, which is good. I share my longer sequences so I can fit more dynamic moves in. So good.
Okay, and if we were to watch your videos on Instagram, what kind of videos would we see? What kind of training and learning would we get from that?
I generally upload my sort of perfected moves instead of my works in progresses. So you would see the end result of months and months of training in all these different moves and sequences that I've worked on, and some of them I've created myself, some of them I've learned off of other people, but lots of dynamic flips and all this fun stuff.
Oh, it sounds like a fun time there then. And I understand you've amassed quite a following there on Instagram. How many people do you have watching you?
I think I got up to 31,500 so far.
Very good. Well, 31,500, that is a lot. And so, of course, the next question then, the marketer in me, as I've been trained by the best, Winston Marsh, is how did you do that? How did you get 31,500 people to follow you and to be associated with you on Instagram?
The first principle I would have is I'm interesting and unique, and what I post, people want to see. So these are, as I said, unique sequences, which basically a few other people do in the world. I upload very consistently, so they know if they follow me, they will see good quality content constantly in their feeds, about every 2 days. The other thing I've done is I interact with the community a lot. So on Instagram, we use hashtags, and I use the Aerial Hoop hashtag and a couple other names, the apparatus such as Lear and a few others in Russian and all these other names for it. I interact with the community by going into these hashtags and liking every single video and picture that's in them. And I'll comment on the ones that I think are interesting. Oh, you've got a beautiful background, or I love how you've pointed your toes in that video. And what this has done is in every one of these pictures and videos is my little name pops up. This person has liked your video. So then they go look at me and they see my content and they follow me. So that's probably the biggest thing, is the interaction with the community.
Wow, I really like that. Now, those of you that are listening, business marketing listeners, pay attention to what Miranda just said. Number one, she does videos that are interesting. She puts time, money, energy into it, making sure the content is right. Secondly, she's consistent. You said you did that about every 2 days. Is that right, Miranda?
2 days. time. Yep.
Wow. That's good. How do you find the time for all that? You're busy going to school. How do you find time to do that?
All my videos, I pre-record. Like, some of them I've recorded weeks in advance. I find 5 minutes because I can't drive yet. I am in the car with my mum a lot. So I edit videos, put music on them, cut them down to a good length. And I even pre-write my captions. I have pre-copied all the hashtags I put in the bottom. So everything is ready to go before the countdown time to upload. All I have to do is just put it up there because it's all pre-done for me.
Very good. Business marketing listeners, notice what she's saying. She's doing her preparation. She puts in the time, the energy to make sure that happens. And then also, here's really important. I'm going to red star this one, right? Red flag it, put a big star by it and circle it. Big bold fonts. She interacts with people using a hashtag. And getting in there, responding to them. It's not just a matter of broadcasting and blasting a message out there, but rather it's listening to people and responding to them and helping them. And Miranda, in the real world, what kind of reaction are you getting from those from the videos that you put out and the interaction you're doing with your listeners and followers on Instagram?
Well, the first reaction once they realize who I am is generally, oh, you're that young crazy chick off of Instagram, yeah? That's the first one. But I got my job as a teacher at Aerial Fit in Narre Warren, teaching aerial hoop, because they knew me off of Instagram. So they see me and they go, oh, you're in Melbourne. Let's contact this lady and see if she can work for us. And, you know, upskill our teachers, because I teach their teachers, and our advanced students. So that's, and I've had anywhere I go in the world now, people are like, begging to learn from me, which is amazing. So anywhere I go, I'll have a lovely time because I'll be accepted into every different place.
That's right. You're definitely doing the preparation. Matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, you're 15 years old now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, 15, and you're in year 12. You call it year 12 over in Australia, right?
Yeah, year 12. Well, in Australia, our years go from February to December. So I've actually finished. So I've just done my end of year exams.
Ah, so what's ahead for you next year?
So I'm all free next year. So I've finished all my end of year exams already, and I've gotten so much done without school.
Well, good for you. And you got the VCE, that's Victoria, Continuing Education?
Certificate of Education.
Certificate of Education. That's it. Victoria Certificate of Education. But you see, I'm, like I said before, we started recording, I'm learning to speak Australian here, you know, working on it and getting all that down there. Victoria, I could say Vicky Beer. I know that's important there. So we've got that part down there, but you'll do that. So, well, hey, it looks like you've got some great things. Is a university ahead for you?
I'm not interested in further education at the moment, but if anything opens up down the track that I'm interested in, maybe I'll go back. But right now I'm focusing on continuing my training, which I've upped my hours again, and I'm teaching a bit more and traveling around. So that's good.
Well, that is wonderful. You know, matter of fact, you're very cutting edge. A lot of people now are seriously questioning going to university over here, going to college or to university, instead going to their own university. They're reading their own books. They're studying on their own, doing it. And there's pros and cons to each side. But I encourage you to go to the University of Miranda that you customize. You read a lot, you listen to videos, and continue doing what you're doing. Miranda Walker, you are doing an amazing job already. You've given us a lot of ideas. Any words of advice before we let you go on how to succeed, not only in Instagram, but in marketing and connecting with people? Maybe anything that you've learned from a sage marketer named Winston Marsh?
Well, my number one thing is always interact with your community. Interact with the people who follow you. Interact with the people who are interested in the content that you are. And, you know, when they contact you, you say, what's in it for them? You do, you know, this is what I can offer you. I can offer you upskilling of either your teachers or students. I can offer you this or that. So it's to tell them what you can do for them. And the other thing is keeping it really simple. Instead of trying to go over the top with all this fancy stuff, it's just, I'm an aerial hoop artist. I do this type of dynamic style. I can teach to students, you know, no big fluff about about who I am or what I do. It's just, this is what I do. Contact me.
Excellent. That's exactly what it is. Well, we know that Winston Marsh tells us to always ask the question, what's in it for me? WIIFM. And I know he has that on his license plate. When I've been over to Australia and seen that on his car, that he has that. And I think as he is the marketing guru, Miranda, I'd like you to just consider that you might become a marketing guru yourself someday. You're off to a great start, and we compliment you and cheer you on what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate Felicity Walker setting this up, being there to help us out. Miranda, any final words that you want to say to our audience before we let you go?
My favorite quote is, "Darling, when all else fails, join the circus."
Well, I like that. The circus is a good place to go. I think of what Admiral McRaven, who is in charge of the Navy SEAL program here in the United States, he talks about the circus. And it was a place where you got to go and get extra exercise, a couple extra hours every day after being exhausted. But he said, that's where you learn, by being in that and being in the circus and making sure we do it. Miranda, you've helped us a lot, and you've helped us to understand the importance of connecting not only on Instagram and not only with aerial hoops like you're doing, but in the real world of dealing with customers. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And for those of you listening on Business Marketing, listen to this. Take that into heart of what she is doing and how you can use these same principles in the work that you do. Interact with people, produce good content, be consistent. These are the principles that work. If you do that, then you will be able to do something that, as that guru of marketing, Winston Marsh, says, fantastic. And I just love the way he does it, and he says it. And so now, reporting from both Melbourne, Australia, and from right here in Orlando, Florida, for Business Marketing, this is Terry Brock. Now that you've heard the audio window, I hope you like it. By the way, I also have a video of this because we used Zoom to capture it, so we'll have a video. And one thing I neglected to mention was how people can reach her, how people can reach Miranda. And it's over on Instagram, and her address, her tag on Instagram, I forget how they say it, I think their address they call it, is that_circus_freak. That circus freak with underscores between that and circus and circus and freak. So put that in there and you can mention that and be sure and tell Felicity I said hello and thanks for all her help putting it together. I look forward to hearing from you on this one.